Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today and even exhorting you to pick up the phone and give someone a call, someone you know who's discouraged and down in their faith and need a spiritual boost. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith, is just the kind of word that they need from the Lord today. So stay tuned, and we'll be joined by my father, Brother Hardy, for this powerful message, Abraham's kind of faith. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message. And now, Brother Hardy.
Praise the Lord. Give him a good clap offering. I want to bring an illustration on the only kind of faith that's acceptable to God. And that's the fifth one, called Abraham's kind of faith. We showed you the failures of the other four faiths. But the only faith that pleases God is Abraham's faith. He's the only one that had it. That's why he's called the father of the faith. God, when Abraham was 75 and Sarah was 65, appeared unto him and made a covenant with him and made a promise that I will in the future make your seed like the stars of heaven and the sand of the sea for multitude. How many say amen? And the Bible said, without any doubt, that Abraham said, I believe. I believe. I say amen. It shall be what you said. And God then put down by his name, by faith, you are justified, or you are in a right standing with me. And that is the basis of our salvation, coming in a right standing. And the only way to come in is by faith. Now, Abraham was 75, and there was a lot of doubt that he could have a son at 75. There was no doubt at all that Sarah could not, because she hadn't had any in all of her fertile part of her life. She was barren. And I believe there was a joke amongst the caravan people that would have to stop at Abraham's watering holes, because he was a great sheikh king. And when they would go to meet him, because when Abraham believed, God changed his name from Abram, exalted father, to Abraham, father of a multitude. And when they would come and meet him in his tent, and they would introduce and they would say, what is your name? He says, father of a multitude. Well, so how many sons you got? Said, none. Then he got mixed up with Hagar, his Egyptian concubine. Then father of none became father of one. Now, I imagine it was a bunch of, you know what I mean, jokes about him amongst the people in the caravan. Father of a multitude, he haven't got none. And then after a while they come back, well, a miracle's happened, he's got one. And for 25 years, he had to stand unwavering on that promise, with him getting older and weaker, and Sarah getting older and weaker. Her name was Sarah, but then God changed to Sarah Princess, because she was going to have a lot of leaders come out of her line. Amen? And I imagine the devil really tempted Abraham. Look at your body. You must have had a bean dream when you said you had that vision and saw God. Look at you. Here you are now, 99. Here Sarah is 89. If there was any hope in you before, it's gone now. And Sarah never had any hope. And are you still going to say that God's going to give you a son and make your seed like the stars of heaven and the sand of the earth? Said, you're absolutely deceived. But I want you to see a picture. Let's bring it up in the modern time. Here is Abraham, 99, and Sarah, 89. And they go to John Hopkins prenatal clinic. And when they come in, Sarah told Abraham, I have to go to the ladies' room. And Abraham said, go ahead, I'll sign you up, prenatal clinic. And he comes up to the register and says, I'm Abraham, follower of a multitude. He says, I want to sign my wife up. I'm going to have a son. The woman looks at him, because he's 99. And she says, how old are you? He said, oh, I'm 99, but I'm going to have a son. Ha, 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 ha. She hits one of the other ones and says, we got a live one here. We better call a psychiatrist. This guy needs hope. All of a sudden, here comes Sarah, all 89 years, bursting in and said, have you seen my husband? His name is Abraham. And the nurse says, come closer, because I think that he needs help. It might be the early stages of Alzheimer. Said, he's going to have a son. And she said, sure he is. And I'm going to be the mother. Said, how old are you? Son, I'm just an 89-year-old spring chicken. Because when God gave her that promise 20 years before, 5 years before, she laughed in doubt. But now she's having a laugh of faith. Ha, ha, ha. How many say amen? 99 years old. 89 years old. A medical impossibility. There was no super drug that could change them. They couldn't shoot them up with hormones or any other bones. The Bible said that his body, Abraham, was dead, and Sarah's womb was dead and barren. Everybody was thinking they should have went to the undertaker and set up their funeral. They were so old. It's a good thing they didn't have any older family. They would have probably got them and committed them to an institution for incompetence. How many say amen? You couldn't get a more unlikely scenario than Abraham at 99 and Sarah at 89 is going to have a child. Somebody said, Brother Hardy, why do you think God waited? Because you see, Isaac had to be a miracle child. He had to be a type of Jesus. And God waited until all physical evidence says that he could never have a son. Naturally, that it would take a miracle. And that was the promise that God said that day when Sarah laughed in her heart. Abraham believed, but she had a little wavering there. And God heard her in her heart and said, Sarah, why did you doubt? And you know, sin begets sin. She didn't believe. Then she lied, said, I didn't. God said, you did, you little fibber. She said, but I'm going to do it because it's my covenant was with Abraham. And he says, is there anything too hard? Said, how are you going to do it? Said, I'm going to return the time of life. I'm going to give you back your youth. I want to make you young again. I'm going to make Abraham, young again. In fact, Abraham lived another 75 years. His wife died. He married another woman and had a whole lot of more children. You talk about getting renewed. No wonder so many over there in the Middle East saying they're all Abraham's seed. But the Bible said, only in Christ shall thy seed be called. Are you out there? You see, faith laughs at impossibility. Faith laughs at things that come only through sense knowledge. Faith laughs the belief, I believe God. Ha, 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 devil, do what you want. I'm going to have the victory in the thing which I believe God for. You see, he believed against hope. There was nothing for him to hope on. Looking at her body and his own body and knew it was past, there was no expectation to come out of that. But he had faith anyhow that if it takes a miracle, then God is a miracle worker and he'll do a miracle. If God has promised you something and it doesn't exist, then God by a miracle will create it, but he will fulfill his word. Not one jot nor tittle shall fail. It'll come to pass just like he said it, and I'm standing on it. I am not going to believe the devil. I'm not going to believe in his lying insinuations, but I am going to stand on the promises. I'm going to stand on it. I cannot fail. Let the howling winds of doubt assail. How many say amen? I'm standing on the promises, and it shall come. And if it takes a miracle, that's my God. He can do it. My Father's a miracle worker. Do the miracle. Do it. I believe it. God said, is there anything too hard for me? I'm going to be his spokesman and say, no. And in 50-some years, I have found out that nothing was too hard in my life. and I can sing that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace is going to take me all the way up in the rapture, and I'm going to get a changed body. Man, I can emphasize with Abraham because I'm 75. He got the promise at 75, but God gave grace 5 times 5, 25. How many say amen? And you know the end of the story, don't you? How many knows the end of the story with Sarah? Amen? God said, right from the day, next year, the time of a woman, I believe it was 280 days, perfect gestation period for a human, Sarah, when she was 89, or now 90, and Abraham, 100. But like a lot of these unscrupulous car dealers, God rolled the dates back. He rolled the miles back. Amen? And what happened? She had a little son, and she called him Isaac. Oh, that was ribbon the devil. Devil been lying to them for 25 years and living, because Isaac means laughter.
Amen. What an inspirational and soul-strengthening word from God's Word by my father, Brother Hardy. Abraham's kind of faith. What do you need when you've been waiting on the answer to your prayer and time is passing by without the fulfillment? When things seem to be getting worse instead of better? When you're facing insurmountable obstructions and you feel like just giving up? What you need is Abraham's kind of faith. The faith that won't lose hope even when hope is against you. That will enable you to believe against hope. To not stagger in unbelief at the promises of God, but to remain fully persuaded that what God has promised, He is able to perform. You need the faith of our father Abraham, who believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now the Hebrew text actually states that Abraham believed God and said amen. And Paul said in Romans 4 that we are to walk in the very same steps of our father, Abraham. And this anointed teaching by Brother Hardy will tell you how you can walk in the steps of your father, Abraham. How you can believe against hope when hope is against you. How you can have Abraham's kind of faith. This message is available either on audio tape or CD. You can receive it on 2 audio tapes for your love gift to the ministry of $10 and ask for offer number 100T as in tape. Or it's available on 2 CDs for your love gift of $18 to the ministry and ask for offer number 100CD for 2 CDs. Abraham's Kind of Faith. Address your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.